I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to Midday. Today, we continue a beloved Midday holiday tradition with an in-studio performance by Helicon and some of the friends who will join them for their annual Winter Solstice Concerts tomorrow at Goucher College. Ken Kolodner, Robin Bullock, and Chris Norman have been friends and musical colleagues for decades. Individually, they each perform around the globe, but every season at this time of year, they reconvene in Baltimore to present their special brand of world music for the longtime local fans who gave them their start back in the day and the many new fans that they've garnered at these popular solstice concerts over the years. Helicon will be joined today by old-timey virtuosos Charm City Junction and other musical friends when Midday starts right after the news. Good afternoon and welcome. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Now we're going to start the day's festivities with a pop quiz. So listeners, feel free to play along at home. This is for the chance to go on to our grand prize round. What do the following people have in common? What do they have in common? Congressman John Sarbanes, Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch, Dirk Hare, who is the chair of the Republican Party of Maryland, and Sarah Rule, the Pulitzer Prize-nominated playwright. Right? John Sarbanes, Catherine Pugh, Brian Frosch, Dirk Hare, and Sarah Rule. What do they have in common? None of them are going to be on the show today. Not one of them. Okay?
Here, here.
They are all going to be on the show next week. But today, as part of our deep commitment to providing our listeners with the greatest music possible, music played by virtuosos that are unparalleled, people who communicate musically in ways that no one else can do, people for whom artistic excellence is a creed, a living creed. We are going to be presenting that kind of music today, and unfortunately, the people who do that are not available. But we are pleased instead to have Helicon and Charm City Junction right here in Studio A with our special guest, Rachel Eddy. It's delightful to have all of you guys back, our good friends, and of course, I jest. You are long on virtuosity, all of you. So it's good to have you guys here. Big concerts tomorrow. The afternoon matinee is sold out, but the evening performance tomorrow night of the Winter Solstice Concert, 33 years you've been doing this. This is terrific. And we have all known each other almost as long, except for you guys who are not even 33 years old yet. But so it's great to have you here. Thank you so much. You've all brought your instruments. So why don't we start with a tune, and we'll go from there. So Ken Kolodner, what do you want to play?
We're going to start with Evening Roses, and we'll go into God Rest You Merry Gentlemen and finish things off with an Irish reel called Christmas Eve.
Terrific. Helicon, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Bravi tutti. That's Helicon and Charm City Junction playing for us here in Studio A, along with Rachel Eddy, who adds some class to the group. I appreciate you being here, Rachel. So we got Ken Kolodner on the hammered dulcimer. We got Chris Norman playing flute and Robin Bullock playing guitar on that tune. Charm City Junction, Brad Kolodner playing the clawhammer banjo. We got Alex Lacamont on the bass, Sean McComiskey on accordion, and Patrick McAvenue on fiddle as well. And Rachel was playing fiddle on that one too. So that's beautiful. Just, it's really great to see you guys, everybody here. Now I have another pop quiz question, and this is directed to the members only of Helicon, not to Charm City Junction. They're the senior members of this ensemble. And I want to see if you guys happen to know who Chrissy Teigen is. Have you ever heard of Chrissy Teigen? So Mr. Norman is hurt. Mr. Bullock?
Nope.
You're a no. Mr. Kolodner, you're a no. Mr. Norman, who is Chrissy Teigen?
Our biggest Helicon fan.
Is she really? Making that up.
We're hoping she is.
Okay, good for you. I don't doubt it, but do you have any idea what she does for a living?
Well, I thought she was a model.
That's very good, Chris. She is indeed a model. Yeah. She's also a very accomplished person. She has a cookbook. Yeah. Do you happen to have any idea who she is married to?
I'm stumped on that one.
All right, stumped on that. Okay, I'm asking this because I, too, was stumped on this very question just a couple of days ago. We had Heidi Daniel, who's the librarian for the Enoch Pratt Library, and she was here, and she was recommending books, and she recommended a cookbook by Chrissy Teigen, and I'd never heard of Chrissy Teigen, who, as it turns out, Chris, you're right, she's a Victoria's Secret model, and she's the author of a cookbook, which is a very good cookbook. It's like Cooking with Chrissy or something. And she is married to John Legend, right?
Oh, wow.
So you've heard of John Legend, right? Yes. Everyone's heard of it. And all three of you guys have heard of John Legend?
Yeah.
I have heard of John Legend, but at the moment when Heidi Daniel was here, I forgot who John Legend was.
Oh, no.
I just didn't go. And then when I Googled him and I looked at the picture, I said, oh, I've seen this guy. Right? I'd never seen Miss Teigen, as far as I know, but I had seen Mr. Legend. So I came out of the studio and our producer, Sienna Greaves, says, Tom, John Legend, really? Like, you didn't know who he was? So I'm just so out of it with pop culture, a lot of it at least. So I'm delighted that you're much, much more connected than I am, Chris.
And with the Victoria's Secret catalog, yes.
Yeah, right. I see. All right. If she had been a model for Popular Mechanics, maybe not so much. Okay, well, very good. But, you know, the roots music that Charm City Junction plays, you call it roots music, you call it old-timey music, the Celtic music that you guys play, 33 years you've been doing this. I mean, Robin, this has gone on for quite a while, and that's terrific. I mean, and it has not lost its appeal or its allure.
We keep doing it just because we keep enjoying it, and apparently so do the audiences. So as long as they keep turning up, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, there seemed to be a resurgence of world music, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I always get mixed up with the genre terms. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there a current one? Has it changed from 2018, you know, from 2017? What's it called?
Well, when we started playing together in the mid-80s, over time, especially in the 90s, there was not only that big Celtic boom, but there was something of a quote-unquote world music boom. And the longer we kept playing and combining music from a lot of different traditions, people started giving us some degree of credit for pioneering being one of the early groups that pioneered supposedly world music, which is, you know, kind of absurd. We were just doing what we did, but it's true. We have seen much more of a resurgence of music from around the world coming into, you know, the mainstream American radar.
Yeah.
Since we started.
Yeah,
and we were really just playing tunes we liked.
We were just playing tunes we liked, right. But apparently that was an innovative thing to do at the time.
Right, and they happened to have emanated somewhere in the world.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Good, but before we go to break, let's play another song. What do you want to play?
I think we're going to have CCJ take over for us. Turkey Trot.
CCJ, of course, CCJ.
Charm City Junction. Yep.
This is a tune that was written by our bass player, Alex Lacamont, and it's on our new CD, Duckpin. It's called Turkey Trot. Thank you.
Charm City Junction playing for us live here in Studio A. Gentlemen, you can play. That's beautiful. Brad Kalodner. Alex Lacamont is on bass. Brad's on banjo. Sean McComsky on accordion. And Patrick McAvenue, who, by the way, for those of you keeping score at home, was the 2017 International Bluegrass Music Association Fiddler Player of the Year. Very good. That's something you put on the refrigerator at home. That's good. So we are going to come back. We will have more with Helicon and Charm City Junction and Rachel Eddy when we return. If you'd like to give us a call, send us a tweet, drop us an email if you have a question or a comment for our good friends in Helicon and Charm City Junction. Our number here at Midday, 410-662-8780. Our email, midday@wypr.org. Our Twitter handle, @MiddayWYPR. And we are streaming on the WYPR Facebook page. And Ken Kalodner writing the soundtrack to this video as we speak. It's always delightful to have a soundtrack from Mr. Kalodner. By the way, we want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels for serving lunch today. Bottoms Up Bagels is a small-batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating back to the 1940s. Bottoms Up Bagels offers customized catering packages of all kinds. They're available at the Waverly and JFX Farmers Markets and online at bottomsupbagels.com. Thanks to them, and thanks to you for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. Stick around.
This is your public radio, 88.1 WYPR.
And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up Monday, my guest for the hour will be Representative John Sarbanes when the new Congress convenes in January. The 3rd District Congressman's profile is bound to grow as the Democracy Task Force gets into action. He chairs that. They're going to work with House leadership and various committees to scrutinize possible ethical violations by the Trump administration. Congressman Sarbanes has long been a champion of campaign finance reform, and with campaign finance violations front of mind in the news lately, we've got a lot to talk about. So John Sarbanes will join me in Studio A Monday on Midday. By the way, on Tuesday, it's Midday with the mayor. Mayor Catherine Pugh will be here for the hour to take my questions and yours. If you've just joined us today, Helicon and Charm City Junction with Rachel Eddy. They're all here joining me in the studio today. Their 33rd annual Winter Solstice concerts are tomorrow. The matinee is sold out, but there are still tickets available for the 7:30 show tomorrow night at Goucher College. If you want to join in with a question or a comment for Helicon or Charm City Junction, our phone number at Midday, 410-662-8780. Our email, midday@wypr.org. You can drop us a tweet @MiddayWYPR. You can follow me on Twitter @TomHallWYPR. And we are, thanks to our good friend Jamila Krempel, streaming our little concert here in Studio A on the WYPR Facebook page. So let's continue the concert. Ken Kalodner, what do you guys want to play?
Rachel's going to lead us in Richmond Blues.
Richmond Blues.
It's a sing-along.
It's a sing-along. All right.
One, two, three. Richmond blues on your mind.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful tune. That's Rachel Eddy on the vocals leading that tune, the Richmond Blues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Charm City Junction and Helicon led by Rachel Eddy. You're listening to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. I'm the host of the program and the 2017 International Bluegrass Music Association Medley Interrupter of the Year.
We didn't warn you about that.
The way it goes in the concert is Tom Hall does not come in the middle of the two tunes and say, "Oh, thanks, Rachel. That was great. Are you done yet?" Well, no, I'm not. All right. So that all just worked out great. That was two tunes there, not just one, but that was the Richmond Blues and Possum on a Rail. So we had Ken and Rachel and, you know, we had fiddles flying around here. We had Ken, Rachel, and Patrick on fiddles. We had Robin on guitar. We had Brad Kalodner on banjo. We had Sean on accordion. And it was just a wild affair of things flying, and Chris on flute. So it sounds so great. And you know, of course, you know, Ken, you and Brad have known each other really all of Brad's life.
For a long time. Yep.
But one of the things that really just delights me so is that when you guys get together, which isn't often, you know, but when you get together on this yearly sojourn, that it's rhythmically so tight. And rhythm is, I mean, as a conductor, you know, it was always my job to make sure everybody started and stopped at the same time, you know, and stayed relatively together. But, you know, Count Basie used to call it being in the pocket, you know, that everybody just has a sense. But clearly, I mean, there is musical communication going on that is unlike spoken communication, written communication. It's a thing, and it's a testament to how well you all listen.
Because, feel free to conduct at
any
time.
Yeah, right. As if you need that. No, I'm going to concentrate on just interrupting. You know? But it's just, I mean, it's just terrific. So let's play another tune. What do you want to play?
I guess, what's next on our list?
Is that?
What is it? Is it Hot Pie or what?
Rumbling Quadrille.
Oh, Rumbling Quadrille, right. Oh, unless we want to do 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. Yeah, Rumbling. Was he Rumbling? Okay.
If only the Republicans and Democrats could get along so well. You just figured that right out.
We just need to give them instruments.
That's right. Give Ms. Pelosi, Mr. Schumer, Mr. Trump a dulcimer, a fiddle, and a banjo, and we're all set.
So a little tune from Denmark called the Rumbling Quadrille. Thank you.
beautiful Charm City Junction and Helicon, along with Rachel Eddy, who was playing guitar on that tune. That's a beautiful tune. We got to take a little break, but can you sneak one more in? Can we play one more? How about in the Sistari Mountain foothills from Hungary and Storm Warning? You know,
how much time do we have for this?
Yeah, you know, a couple minutes. We're good. We're good to go.
So what do you this one, do the second one or the
this is a tune that I wrote after we'd been playing a lot of Eastern European music.
Mm-hmm.
Called The Storm Warning.
The Storm Warning. All right, so this will be Helicon. Robin's on the cittern for this tune. Beautiful music of Helicon. That's Ken Kolodner, Chris Norman, and Robin Bullock. Brad Kolodner, Alex Lacamont, Sean McComiskey, and Patrick McAvenue are here, as well as is Rachel Eddy. We will have more with Helicon and friends when we come back after a quick break. We want to thank Healthy People Juice for providing fresh, local, artisan, cold-pressed vegetable and fruit juices today. Healthy People Juice is a social enterprise centered around community service and health. They offer a variety of cold-pressed organic juices. They're located in Fells Point. You can find out more at healthypeoplejuice.com. Lots more music to come when we come back. I'm Tom Hall. It's Midday. Stay with us.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.
Welcome back. It's Midday on Music. If you've just joined us, we're being treated to an in-studio concert by Helicon and Charm City Junction. They'll be appearing tomorrow in two performances of their annual Winter Solstice concert. The matinee is sold out. You can still get tickets to the evening show that starts at 7:30. They're happening up at Goucher College in Towson. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that on Midday Monday, my guest will be Congressman John Sarbanes. We'll talk about what we might expect from the Congress in January when Democrats become the majority party. I hope you can join us on Monday for that. We want to thank Dawn, who called a little earlier from Pasadena. She's not on the phone, but she wanted to leave a message. She says she's a longtime fan of Charm City Junction and Helicon, and she remembers Chris Norman's leather pants.
Oh, yes, the leather pants phase.
We remember that, too.
Yeah. Chrissy has leather pants as well.
Chrissy, Miss Teague. Yeah. She has a cookbook. Yes. Actually, well, Dawn, thank you for that call. I remember Chris Norman's leather pants, and I am still traumatized by that memory, let me tell you.
It must have something to do with the name Chris.
Yeah, it really must. Let's play another song. You guys are here. You've been nice enough to bring all your stuff. Let's play a tune.
Here's an old-time classic that Charm City Junction just recorded on our new CD. It's called Hop High. Ready? One, two, three.
Granny
Charm City Junction and Helicon, along with special guest Rachel Eddy. Before we hear one more tune, let me thank Midday's director and engineer Luke Spicknall. He makes it sound easy, even though it ain't. Rob Sivak, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill produce our program. Jamila Krempel is our digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. We send our best wishes to Micah Middleton from Morgan State University. This is her last day as our intern here at Midday. She's headed to WABE Radio in Atlanta. We wish her all the best. We want to thank also Morgan Ome, one of Johns Hopkins University's finest students. She was an invaluable help to us this semester. We also thank Jacob Took. Come to our website, wypr.org/midday, for a link to more information about the 33rd annual Winter Solstice Concerts tomorrow at Goucher College, featuring my guests for this hour, Helicon, Charm City, and special guest Rachel Eddy. There are even more folks involved in the shows tomorrow. So take us out with one more tune. What do you want to play?
So we'll do a little old time tune, French Canadian tune called Hangman's, and go into some Irish reels. And how many times do we do Hangman's?
How much time do we have? 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Hey.
Oh.
Just two hangmans.
Hangmans,
that's it.
Yeah. Oh. Just play.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, just do hangmans.
Okay.
All right.
That is just terrific. It is so great to see everybody. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
I
really, really appreciate it. Ken Kolodner playing hammer dulcimer and fiddle. Chris Norman plays flutes and penny whistles and bagpipes and all sorts of stuff. Robin Bullock, guitar, cittern, mandolin, you name it, he can play it. Brad Kolodner on the banjo. Alex Lacamo playing bass and singing backup vocals. Sean McComiskey on accordion. Patrick Magavinu on fiddle. Rachel Eddy playing fiddle, playing guitar, singing. It's just great. So have a great time tomorrow, and I really appreciate you coming by, and it's always good to see you.
Thank you.
And by the way, the show tomorrow night still has tickets available.
Plenty,
right?
Of tickets.
7:30 show tomorrow night, 3:30 in the afternoon. That one is sold out. We did hear, by the way, from Ann Robinson, commented on Facebook, listening and loving it. Lori McCarrier also comments on Facebook, yay, rumbling quadrille. So you got a big fan. You got a big fan for the rumbling quadrille. That's good. You know, it's kind of like yesterday. It's the most recorded song by world musicians, you know, in the world. But it's terrific. You guys sound great, and it's terrific to see you. So have a wonderful time tomorrow, and appreciate you coming by. We'll see you next year.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to Midday, everybody. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm Tom Hall. We'll see you Monday. Take care.